West Georgia's first news for your Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, less than a week after Villarica City Council votes to terminate the contract of City Manager Tom Barber, effective July 1st, former Deputy City Manager and Mayor Jeff Reese has been appointed as Interim City Manager for an undetermined period.
You know, I've been watching what's going on in Villarica and decided, just like I have before, it's either walk away from it and claim that you don't love it, or if you really do love it, you just step in and do something to help.
And Reese begins helping again this week, he confirmed for WLBB Radio over the weekend.
Well, the first thing I've got to do is restore the citizens' faith in government. That's not a slam on the elected officials so much. It appears to me a lot of the problem is communication or lack of communication. So that's going to be something that I key on really quick. This is a challenge for me to come back in and kind of pick up where I left off and continue some of the things that we started back in the day.
And Reese says communication with the residents of Villarica's east side who feel slighted by the city's recent development plans and actions within their neighborhoods is a priority. He says he's had a good relationship with those residents in the past.
They have known me since my days as the deputy city manager for the city of Villarica. And we spent a lot of money on Darden Street, Cleghorn Street. I designed and built with inmate labor and the city council's approval Cleghorn Street Park. We've helped landscape the area that was the old Wick building on top of the hill up there. We did a lot of work in all the communities. And when I say we, I had great people working for me. I had a council that was working together. I had a mayor that worked with the council, and together we all made it happen. And really, that's what it should always be about.
Reese says outgoing city manager Tom Barber has agreed to assist Reese with his transition until the end of this month.
Tom Barber did a lot of things for the city of Villarica. Unfortunately, most of those things are underground, and you can't see those. I built parks. You can see parks. I just want to continue to make Villarica better. Infrastructure-wise, the roads are awful. You know, the water and sewer needs to be worked on. And Colin, the main thing, we need people places in Villarica. We need a sense of community. People need to be proud to say they're from Villarica. I want to create that atmosphere where people say, we like what you're doing and we want to be a part of it.
And prior to his return to the city of Villarica offices on Monday, Reese had worked for VR in an administrative position, serving parks, recreation, and or city services for 14 years before serving one term as mayor that ended in 2019 after he did not seek re-election. And a man serving time in state prison for his role in the Memorial Day weekend 2013 shooting death of 46-year-old Henry Jr. Mathis of Villarica reportedly shot an Aramark food service employee while working in the kitchen at Smith State Prison over the weekend. Jay Drekus Hart then turned the gun on himself. Both men have been pronounced dead. I'm Colin Worthington.